And it's all financial news this morning, and the news overnight that if it had gone ahead, it would have been one of the biggest corporate takeovers in Australia's history and one of the biggest the world has ever seen. But now it's officially off. Shares in the mining giant Rio Tinto have plunged more than a third in trading in London overnight after rival BHP Billiton abandoned an ambitious takeover bid for the company. But BHP shares soared 7%. BHP Billiton said that worsening market conditions and Rio Tinto's high debts meant that the deal wasn't in the best interests of its shareholders. Now let's stay with that story, and joining us now is shareholder activist Stephen Mayne from the Mayne Report, who owns shares in BHP. Let's get the disclosure out of the way. Stephen, you have been involved in something of a shareholder revolt over this bid.
Well, I've nominated for the BHP board on a platform that they should abandon the Rio takeover bid and get a new chairman to replace Don Argus. And I can reveal to your listeners that that candidacy had $7 billion Australian worth of shares voting in favour of it. So 17% of the BHP shareholders had voted for me to send a message to Rio Tinto that they didn't want to BHP this bid to proceed. So that was quite a protest, and I think you can see from the share price reactions that the BHP shareholders knew this was an absolute disaster. They were buying themselves a $50 billion pile of debt, and clearly they had to walk away. And it's now a question of what sort of punishment is meted out to the BHP board for going on this frolic in the first place.
So what was the clincher, you think, that meant that this bid didn't go ahead? Obviously, was the board mindful of this shareholder revolt, or do you think it was other considerations?
Well, I think it was a combination of all of this, that the shareholders were increasingly saying this is crazy. Rio Tinto is in trouble. They've got all this debt from buying Alcan last year at the top of the boom. Why would you want to put the two companies together and be left with sort of close to $100 billion Australian in debt on the combined balance sheet? So the fact that Rio Tinto shares fell by 36% overnight and BHP shares rose by 7% shows the complete folly of what BHP was doing, that they were proposing something that was an empire-building, world's biggest takeover that was going to destroy literally tens of billions of dollars of value for BHP. They were paying too much to buy themselves a pile of debt. And in a debt-constrained world, it was just logical to walk away. So it's amazing it's taken them this long to wake up to reality the day before the AGM, which is tomorrow in Melbourne, when we'll have the final vote on who sits on the board and things like that. And now we also have the ignominy of the takeover process has cost the shareholders $450 million, which has got to be the world's most expensive failed takeover. And I think this
$450 million, you're saying?
That's what they've written off for the cost of the takeover. It was going to cost them $6 billion to do the takeover. So that's paying all the investment bankers. It was going to be the last great free lunch for the investment bankers in the global business community. Just by walking away and canning it, it's cost $450 million for BHP shareholders, and it will obviously be costing, I dare say, well over $100 million for Rio Tinto shareholders, who will have to pay all their investment banker advisors huge fees for successfully defending the takeover. So all up, it's been a ridiculous exercise of empire building. It's cost the shareholders a fortune, and thankfully, at long last, common sense has prevailed, and they've walked away.
Certainly sounds as though it's going to make a dent in the dividends that may be paid. But where to next for BHP? They've already flagged, haven't they, that they're going to be on the prowl for yet another big deal.
Well, I mean, BHP has the strongest balance sheet of any resources company in the world. They've only got $6.3 billion US in debt. So they should be out there buying diamonds in the rubble. There's all sorts of troubled resource projects that are falling over. But they didn't need to try and buy the world's second biggest mining company, which is itself saddled with the US $43 billion worth of debt. So I think BHP, thankfully, is in a strong position, unlike Rio Tinto, which has now probably got to try and raise some equity from the Chinese government or sell off some assets. I mean, they're in trouble. But BHP is very, very strong. But BHP should not, you know, should be trying to pick up distressed assets for $1 billion or $2 billion, not attempting to pay $150 billion to buy something which is clearly worth less than $100 billion, which is what they were proposing to do with Rio Tinto.
Now, you mentioned the Chinese there. Are they now among the biggest stakeholders in BHP?
Well, the Chinese are the biggest shareholder in Rio Tinto. They own 11% or 9% of Rio Tinto. And Chinalco, the big aluminium Chinese aluminium company is today quoted saying they would be interested in moving up to 15%. So I think that will then put on the spotlight all the issues around Chinese government investment in Australian resource projects. So I think Wayne Swan, the Treasurer, is going to have some interesting discussions. Rio Tinto is in distress. BHP does not want them. They've got too much debt. They need to raise equity. And the Chinese government has got the deepest pockets and are already the largest shareholders. So I think the next round in this whole battle will be some boardroom accountability at both BHP and Rio Tinto for their respective errors and the stress around the Rio Tinto balance sheet and who they can raise money from and what the Australian government says about the Chinese government coming in and buying more.
Regardless of what you've said that the BHP should be looking around for so-called diamonds in the rubble, but are you convinced that BHP will not return to Rio in the future when, perhaps if times, I don't know when that's going to be, but if they get better?
Well, maybe in the future, but not through a structure that would leave BHP with $100 billion Australian in debt or close to. So they may try and pick up some assets. I mean, they might make a $20 billion offer to buy the Australian iron ore business. I mean, but just buying the whole thing when it is saddled with too much debt in a credit-constrained world, that was the folly of it all. So if Rio is looking to do a break-up and to raise some equity, raise some cash that way, BHP would be a logical buyer. But you do not want to buy the whole poison chalice when it's got too much debt. So, but yeah, I would expect that BHP would be looking to pick up some Rio assets on the side if they can.
Appreciate that analysis, Stephen Mayne.
Thanks, Steve.
Stephen Mayne from the Mayne Report, who owns shares in BHP. And if you're just joining us, the news this morning is that that big takeover bid for Rio Tinto by BHP Billiton is now off.